Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Brilliant Ideas radio show. I am Frank, a.k.a. Grill, and my sidekick and my buddy, my partner in crime, Mr. John Dilley. Good evening, John.
Hi.
Hi, you're alive.
I'm alive. Imagine that. Holy shit, what a week. I'll tell you
wow,
what.
I can't,
oh, my God.
I cannot wait to hear this story. I've been waiting for this for the last 2 days. Are you okay?
I guess I am. I mean, I've never been through something like this before. This is pretty messed up. But yeah, I mean, I feel fine. I mean, I don't know. They called it one of the TIA. It's like a transient something. I gotta look it up. But the it was the weirdest thing. I'm going to work and I'm about half hour away, or whatever. And I'm on my way, and about 5 minutes before I get there, I get, you know, like a flushed feeling. I go, oof, what the hell was that? I didn't think anything of it. I just kept driving. Everything's fine. You know, I can see. You know, nothing's spinning or anything like that. Get to work. Get out of the freaking truck. I got maybe 50 yards to the front door of the office building. I'm bumping off of cars like a pachinko ball. My body, not the transit, not the car, me. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I couldn't walk a freaking straight line. Dude, that was weird. That was really, really weird. And got into work and shit. I mean, I felt fine, but I couldn't walk. It was just like so weird. And so I called Maggie. She's an EMT. That really helps. And so she flew down here like a shot. She did some, you know, just kind of triage stuff on me down the lobby and basically said, you're going to the hospital. So we went to an urgent care place. And, yeah, just, you know, doing that, you know, touch your nose, touch your finger. Well, my left side was right. My right side didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It was all over the place. So they said, you're going to the hospital now. So I get in there, and I became a lab rat for, you know, just over 24 hours. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Well, so a TIA, is that considered a mini stroke? Is that what it is?
It is. It's like a clot that fixes itself. You know, let me look up the. I feel it's called. I'm not good at that language stuff. TIA.
I was laughing at the test. You said you asked the doctor. Actually said, pull my finger. Is that what they said?
Yeah. That's it. It's called a transient ischemic ischemic attack. Shit can happen. I mean, you can get like that Bell's palsy stuff where one side of your face decides to hang down low. I mean, you can get all sorts of weird stuff from this. But a lot of it, it's a self-correcting stroke pretty much. That's how it was explained to me. A stroke is a stroke. I mean, I got lucky with this. This is like a shot across the bow kind of thing. And I never read bad, you know. It just happened. And I dare say I don't want to go through that crap again. That was actually the first night I spent in a hospital in my entire life. And I hated it.
Wow. So, how do you fix them? Is it based on you have to eat a special diet or do something special?
No, not really. Well, I mean, I've never really eaten badly. I mean, I of course we all eat crap every now and then, but you have to dose it out with good stuff. And last night I had rice and vegetables and stuff. That's usually what I have. You know, I'll have a steak every now and then, you know, with steak and potatoes. Then, you know, the next two nights I'll have rice and vegetables. I mean, it's just, I eat normal. I don't eat a whole bunch of crap. I don't do fast food unless we're on the road because I don't have a choice. We don't really go out to eat that much because, you know, Maggie works nights and I work days. It's like two ships passing in the night. So I love to cook. I mean, I'd love to cook. And so, I mean, there's no reason to eat crap when you don't have to. And I don't. And it just, I asked the doctor, what could have caused this? And he couldn't tell me. I mean, it's kind of a loaded question because who knows? Like, it could be anything. And, but he goes, yeah, I mean, you got lucky on this one. I mean, what do you mean on this one? You know, he smiled. But I mean, I'll tell you the test they gave you. That was some freaky stuff. They did an EKG with contrast or whatever. Oh no, first was the CAT scan thing where you're a freaking lab rat. And they do the stuff. First it was without contrast. They couldn't tell anything, so they dose you with this crap. The guy goes, you might feel a weird sensation. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Well, he doses me with this stuff, a big needle full. And all of a sudden, my arm goes red hot. It goes right to my crotch. I thought I shit and pissed the freaking thing I was laying on. I reached between my crotch and started smelling my finger. He goes, what are you doing? I was like, dude, I think I just shit the whole thing. He goes, no, that's the feeling you're going to get. Well, you could have told me that. I mean, I'm never going to freaking move on grabbing my nuts and smelling them. What the hell? But anyway, so they do that. It kind of inconclusive. So then they go to get the EKGs and the two of them, one with contrast, one without, the MRIs, all that. I'll tell you, man, these machines, Jesus, I really felt like a lab rat. I felt like a specimen. I mean, it was, you know, the people were nice there, you know, nurses and stuff like that helping out. They're always nice. But I just didn't want to be there. I mean, I went in there on Monday morning, probably about 9, didn't get home till Wednesday. I mean, I just, you know, I didn't sleep the entire time because I could not get comfortable. Meanwhile, you know, the moron next to me in the semi-private room probably weighed about 90 pounds, so kept setting off the alarm because he kept rolling around in bed. So I'm not getting any sleep with that crap. So thank God I had the computer. You know, so I was basically on the computer playing games all night.
Well, I have one big question that I've been thinking about the last few days. Can you still have hot sauce?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I asked him, can I have beers, too? That was the first question out of my mouth. Can I drink? He goes, yeah, just don't overdo it. I was like, I never would. I'd never even think about doing something like that. So, yeah, beers are good. But he goes, I told him what I ate. And he goes, well, your cholesterol is a little higher. I was like, yeah, well, I'm stressed to freak out from being here for, like, the last day and a half. Yeah. I really don't want to be here. And, yeah, of course, my blood pressure is high. My cholesterol, I've been eating like crap for, like, the last month because we've been really, really busy. And we just kind of, like, you know, get what you can while you can grab it. not my normal diet. And that and shit, I mean, because you're, you know, you got a really high high sugar level. Well, yeah, because I don't want to eat the food here because it's horrible. And I've had like 9 Mountain Dews in a day and a half. So my sugar might be a little high. You know? So everything's back to normal. You know, when they for the discharge thing, everything's kind of got to be stabilized, and it was. And so they sent me home.
Well, I know. I was thinking about when the song was playing, "The Dead Man's Hand." I'm thinking that's not a really appropriate song to be playing.
Well, it's not accurate. I'm still standing. But it was a wake up moment. I mean, my dad had a stroke, and it's, you know, it kind of screwed him up for a little while. Not permanent. I mean, he got over it and stuff like that. But who knows? I mean, that was kind of a wake up call. I'm like, whoa, that kind of puts things into perspective a little bit. Am I going to stop being doing what I'm doing? Hell no. I'm not slowing down. I just, you know, it kind of makes you in the back of your mind. You kind of puts things into perspective. It's just kind of weird. But that is what
you realize that you're mortal. Well, we're glad you're okay. And by the way, if anybody wants to call to say anything to John this evening, our calling number is 516-531-9465. I know you had a lot of people on Facebook. They were thinking about you and checking up on you.
That was amazing. I kind of lost it. I think it was Tuesday night. Like, I kind of lost it reading all the stuff. I had no idea I had that kind of effect. But yeah, not to mention the private emails I got. Oh my God, there's hundreds of them, dude. It was crazy. And I big shout out to everybody, the whole hot sauce community, friends, family, all kinds of stuff. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's just little old me here, and that was something. I was kind of like a big old thank you to everybody. Don't have to worry about me, but I guess I kind of have that effect on people. I'm just that kind of an awesome person.
The nice thing to know is, even though you're an asshole, people still love you.
yes, a Jersey asshole. Yes, that's me. Oh man, well, yes, it's kale ham, not pork roll. So anyway, but
I had pork roll just the other day. That's something you don't have
that's
much
nice.
Here in Maryland.
I had Taylor ham the other day. Yeah, it's nice. There's no such thing as pork roll.
Well, speaking of hot sauce people. Since you are in the hot sauce business, and I don't know if you've been able to even think about business the last few days, but you got anything special going on with DEF CON sauces?
You know, we did. Had a week sale. Last week, we had a week-long sale. Our standard 25% off sale we do every year for football season. I'm actually thinking about doing one, a stroke of good luck or something like that. Some kind of funny play on words, like a one-day sale. Do like a crazy one for like 35, 40% off. Haven't decided yet. So don't everybody jump on me about that. We're thinking about it. Just kind of a big shout out and a, hey, thank you for thinking about me kind of thing. And here, order up, make me some money. Yes, I'm an asshole. But other than that, no. I mean, we're doing stuff. I mean, we got the lottery coming up in the next couple of days for the New York City Hot Sauce Expo for next April. They're picking out of the hat. All the vendors are going to be setting up. That should be interesting to watch. But other than that, we're doing our thing. I mean, this is kind of our prime time right now with football season coming around, and people are buying the courts. Like, we call them torpedoes, and those torpedoes are leaving here quicker. We can box them up, and so it's always a good thing. And every year we sell a couple of more. We're plugging along. Just keep an eye out. I'll be posting on Facebook if we just do decide to do that sale. But other than that, we're just staying the course. This is kind of our quiet time. Tomorrow is my last farmer's market of the season in Chatham. I'll be dressed up in my garb for Halloween, going as Rorschach from The Watchmen. Should be quite interesting. So I'll be doing that from 8 to 1 tomorrow. If anybody wants to stop by, say hi. Chatham train station, Chatham, New Jersey, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Other than that, just maxing and relaxing, cracking back with a couple of beers.
There you go. Well, at least you can still drink beer and eat hot sauce. That's
damn
all
right.
That matters.
And I can eat red meat, too.
Well, yeah, don't even go there. Hey, speaking of that, did you see, I don't know if you saw my Facebook page, you've been kind of busy, but now they're in the retail supermarkets in the meat case, they are now selling the Impossible Burger and all that other bullshit stuff made out of vegetables.
Right.
They're actually packaging them in tray pack and selling them mostly in California and Washington State right now. But it's coming, John. I can't believe it. We talked about it our last show. And
yep.
Here's what I don't get. Here's what I want to know. Why do vegans, and I know other people have asked this question, but why do vegans, if they're so into eating vegetables, why do they have to have their vegetables taste like meat?
Oh I've posed that question. Yeah, I'm not going to be one here answering the question because I don't want to get hate mail. But it does make you things that make you go
I mean, I actually like I told you the last show we had that I actually tried it out. It was okay. If I did not know that I was eating fake meat, I probably would have said it was a regular burger, except it gave it a weird aftertaste afterwards, like pistachios. But I guess it's coming. I don't quite. And now, of course, you've got the lab grown meat too. You've seen that when they're actually.
Oh yeah,
gross,
yeah, that's got Monsanto all over. That's gross. No, yeah, that's just freaking gross. You don't grow meat. I'm sorry. No, not in a petri dish. That's gross.
Well, it supposedly is coming. But the funny article I read is it's not one of our news stories. But the funny article I read last week was that they've done a study. The reason for making lab meat, one of the main reasons, is because of the stupid greenhouse effect and global warming and all that other bullshit.
No, cow farts, yeah.
But they've done a study, and, okay, cows, when they fart, it's methane gas, right? Well, methane gas will dissipate in a very short period of time.
Right.
But when all these plants start up with this fake petri dish lab-grown meat, they did a study, and they actually said that there was a negative effect that was worse than cows from the CO2 that will be given off from all these plants. And we're talking in the future if this thing gets into mass production. But they're saying it's going to be worse for the environment than actual cow farts. So, I mean, I don't quite – what are we doing this for? I mean, I've been asking that question all along. It's stupid to begin with, but science is now proving – stupid ass. Don't get me started either.
The whole meat thing. Actually, Maggie asked me that the other day. She goes, "Why is it that all these people that don't want to eat meat make everything taste like meat? Well, why is that?" I was like, "I don't have an answer for you. I really don't. Ask one."
Did you see where Arby's came out with the roast beef that was shaped like a carrot and tastes like carrot?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah, it's true. It's actually a true story. They actually test marketed.
That I have not seen. That's funny stuff.
It's like a giant carrot. It's orange. They put some kind of dye into it and made it look like a giant orange, but it's actually made out of a giant carrot, and it's made out of roast beef. I mean,
no,
that's what's going to happen.
Not a sexual aid. I'm thinking, no, bad.
Anyway, I'm an old-fashioned guy, and I just wonder one day, 20 years from now, when I'm sitting in my rocking chair and hitting kids over the head with my cane, is this shit really going to happen? Are we seeing the beginning of the change of agriculture, or is it just a fad?
I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm glad I'm around now. I just thought, man, it's gotten really weird out there. I mean, we went from I guess you could say two genders to 4,800. I mean, dude, the shit's getting weird. The shit's getting really freaking weird. And someone's got to rein it back in. I mean, I grew up but I turned out fine. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know. Dude, things have gotten so freaking weird. All facets of life have gotten weird.
And that's debatable whether you turned out fine, but that's for another time.
Oh, yeah, well, I think
time.
I did. Bite me if you don't like it. But, no, I mean, everybody has common sensibilities. Common sensibilities. You know, the boys go in the boys' bathroom, the girls go in the girls' bathroom. He's got an innie, she's got an innie and outie. Yeah, the binary, yes, the zeros and ones. it's amazing how that works. Anyway.
It doesn't work that way anymore. That's the problem. All right, people.
It does work that way, but there's so many different things trying to tell you otherwise that just turn your ears off.
Hey, one thing, too, I got to ask you, because it's been so long. We're only doing these shows once a month now, which I like, versus every week because I couldn't keep up every week. But what is the name of the what is the name of our news theme? What is it? It's something mouse. What kind of mouse is it?
Deflator mouse? What?
No, there's a special theme we use for our food news that you wanted me to start playing. And some kind of mouse.
Oh,
or a cat.
Yes.
Draw.
I do believe that was Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
Courageous Cat. That's all afternoon. I've been trying to find that song on our song list. Which I still never saw that cartoon.
You gotta be kidding me. That was one of those 6 o'clock in the morning. It was like before even before Mr. Magoo came on. It was like early Saturday morning. I think it was Saturday. No, I think it was Sunday morning. It was Courageous Cat.
Courageous Cat.
Saturdays usually so freaking odd. The first thing in the morning, you'd wake up and you watch Doctor Who for like 2 or 3 hours. They do like, oh my God, like 6 or 7 episodes. Then after that, then you got the Godzilla movie at like 11 o'clock. That went to like 1, 1:30, and then Kung Fu Theater in the afternoon. It was a perfect day.
Well, didn't you watch Bugs Bunny?
Oh, yeah, of course. That was Saturday mornings. Looney Tunes.
That's right. All right. Anyway, folks, we're going to go to our food news. I've actually got 18 stories that I dug up before the show, and I think we'll learn something tonight. And so I'm going to play. I finally found it. Courageous Cat. I got to make a couple of changes here and go find my food news. So we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Awesome.
That was awesome. Hang on a sec. I gotta get a beer. Don't go. No, talk to me. Talk amongst yourselves.
I will allow this.
All right. Can you tell I haven't drank anything? I mean, I'm not my old self unless I got a few beers in me. So
yep.
I'm cracking up on the beer. All right.
Yeah, I'll join you.
No, I'm set. All right, let's do some food news. Let me see if anybody's called in first before I go to that. Nope, nobody wants to talk to you, John.
Nope, nobody loves me. I'm pitiful.
Okay, let's see here. Food news. All right, here we go. Let me find this shit on my computer. I've got things. They're completely different now since we were gone for about 6 months, and then Blog Talk Radio has changed everything up, so I can't even find anything anymore. Let's see here. Here we go.
Must be your eyes are going. That's it.
Speaking of weird fake stuff, Wisconsin state senators, the good old state of Wisconsin, has introduced that's actually what it's about. They've introduced a truth in labeling law to prohibit the labeling of certain products. Because people are getting away with using, making fake things and calling them the real name. For example, almond milk, soy cheese, and walnut burgers. So the state of senators of Wisconsin have introduced the truth in labeling law. And if they get 10 other states to go along with this, guess what? People are not going to be able to call those things almond milk, soy cheese, and walnut burgers anymore
You think about it, I can deal with the burger part. The burger part, you can make anything into a burger. You have chicken burgers. Why not a walnut burger? The other ones I agree with.
Well, they're pushing it through, and they might get this thing passed. And it says the measure is intended to help the struggling Wisconsin dairy and all the farm sectors. And this is reported in the Milwaukee Journal Centennial today. So, but here's my question. So, if you can't call it almond milk anymore, what the hell are they going to call it?
Nut juice.
Would you like some nut juice?
Yeah. No. Wake up to a happy ending. Nut milk. Or nut juice.
Well, no. Yeah, nut juice. They can't say milk.
Okay, now, like I said, burger, a walnut burger. Burgers can be just about anything. Chicken, beef, buffalo, you name it. So burger is kind of all encompassing. That's a all encompassing word. Milk. Milk comes from a mammal, right? Almonds don't have teats.
Yes, but, how about coconut milk?
Well, it shouldn't be called milk. Isn't just because it looks like it doesn't mean it is.
Yeah, but isn't
plaster
of
Paris? You call that, what do you call that, wall milk?
I don't know. Plaster of Paris milk. I don't know. There are some things that are, I guess they're considered milk, like coconut milk, which has been called, in other words, you drink the milk of the coconut. So,
it's been around for so long, but the almonds, it's crushed up nuts. I mean, what the hell? And then, with the cheese thing, too. Cheese comes from a dairy, from a mammal. It doesn't come from a bean. No, you don't make cheese from beans. It's called tofu. It's pretty much tofu. It's solidified soy stuff. It's tofu. Why do you got to name it cheese? That's milk and cheese. What was the other one?
The other one was burgers, milk, and cheese. Yes, that was.
There's three of them. Okay. Yeah, but the cheese and the milk thing. I agree. I think that's not naming it right. I think that's misleading at the least. I said the almond milk. As soon as I saw, I said, "How do you milk an almond? There's no little things to pull on here."
Well, no udders. That's utterly ridiculous.
There's no udders.
And then, so soy cheese. If you can't call it cheese, what do you? I guess you're right. You have to call it. What do you call it then? Soy
tofu. That's what
tofu,
it is.
Okay.
I mean, if it's pure soybean. Molded into what looks like cheese, it's a form of tofu. That's all it is. Want to name it something different to make sales? I mean, that's like something like Whole Foods would do, like with the asparagus water. I mean, when you want to get back on that bandwagon, I mean, it's to name it something. Ooh, look at that, soybean cheese. The fuck is soybean cheese? It's tofu. You want to put holes in it? It's Swiss tofu.
So you have no problem with the Impossible Burger because you can call anything a burger.
Everybody knows it's not meat. Everybody knows it's not meat except for the people in the commercial. Everybody knows it's not meat. I'm not even going to try it. I have no desire to eat that thing. I have no desire to eat that thing. If I want a burger, I'm going to throw it on a grill.
Well, you know why I tried it. Normally I wouldn't have, but because I can't have burgers to begin with.
Right.
Somebody asked me the other day, "How can that be? How can that be?" And I don't know. It is. It is what it is.
Well, but, no, I showed the article to people at work. Their jaws nearly hit the floor.
It is. It is damn weird. I mean, that's the one thing I
just
miss,
when you think
probably.
I'm lying, I'm not.
two things I miss is probably cheeseburgers and pepperoni of all things. Pepperoni is actually one of the things I really miss the most when it comes to pizza.
I love pepperoni. Yeah, all my pizza have pepperoni on all of them.
Not mine.
I'll think of you next time I have one.
And by the way, don't even waste your time with this turkey pepperoni and that other shit that they're making.
Oh, yuck.
I think it's. I mean, it's not even close. It's like turkey bacon's not even close either.
Yuck. Turkey bacon. See that goes right up there with soy milk, or soy cheese. No. Bacon comes from a pig. Sorry.
So if these Wisconsin state senators can get 10 other states to go along, supposedly it can be presented to the FDA, and all these folks that have all this fake stuff they call regular stuff, they may have to change the names.
Well, I don't see a problem. I mean, Wisconsin's known for the cheese. You're really, they probably made a really big dent in their economy for the state by calling stuff that's not cheese, cheese.
No, I have to say, I actually don't drink a lot of milk, but I do like almond milk, or would you call it nut juice? I like the name nut juice. I think they would probably
nut
sell
juice.
Me if they called it nut juice. Yeah.
Call it happy ending nut juice.
All right, moving along.
Be squeaky clean first thing in the morning. Have some nut juice. kind of rolls off the tongue. No!
Yes, the mandarin milk. That's what I'm calling it. All right. This next story is a retailer story. It's not really a food story, but I found this interesting. Amazon is set to become the largest retailer in the U.S., and they will be surpassing Walmart by the year 2022, according to a study, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it said that U.S. gross merchandise sales comprise of 43%. Amazon does. 43% of the U.S. e-commerce sales in 2019, up from 28% in 2015. So they are taking over the freaking world. Amazon.
They are. No, I mean, one Walmart at a time. I mean, Walmart's now the rebels in Star Wars, and here comes the Death Star called Amazon. You know, it used to be the other way around.
You know what?
I mean, Amazon. How do you stop something like that? The forethought that went into Amazon before they went to go take over the world. They put a lot of thinking on how can we do this right. And they did. I mean, yeah, they had some bumps in the road, you know, after the first year of Christmas, when everybody ordered stuff, like when they said that, like the next day delivery or whatever, the Prime shit, and also like a lot of people didn't get the stuff. Well, that's a bump in the road. That's all. But now you got Amazon. God damn it! You see this around here? You see Amazon trucks everywhere, even Sundays. I mean, they even got the USPS delivering for them on Sundays around here. It's bizarre. I mean, they're delivering all the time, all the time, all the time. It's crazy stuff.
Well, they're going to put Federal Express and UPS in a hurt because they're coming out with their own fleet.
I think that's going to – it may happen, but I think that's going to take longer. I really do, because when it comes down to logistics, you're talking about like FedEx and UPS and those guys. They know what the hell they're doing. I mean, UPS breaks stuff. FedEx breaks not as much stuff. But I think it may take time. But, yeah, you're probably right. They probably will go after them as well. Why not?
And then, of course, you've got the drones, the drone deliveries, too. That's coming.
Well, that's going to be great. I'd love to live in Kentucky or something like that. Hey, what do you think, Joe? What do you think is in that box? I don't know. Let's fire it down. Hey, look at that. Damn, it's a hairbrush. Ain't got none. That'd be great.
All right, moving on.
Hot shot around Christmas. The people would be shooting those drones out of the sky around Christmas. That'd be great. It's like
moving
skeet.
Along.
It's like skeet with prizes.
This is a health food news, which this actually may go. This may be something you want to listen to, John. A high salt diet, may negatively affect cognitive function, according to a study from Cornell Medicine. The researchers concluded that lowering your salt intake and maintaining healthy blood vessels in the brain may help prevent dementia.
Salt. Well, no, I know. Salt is one of those things. If you eat too much of it, you die. If you don't eat enough of it, you die.
Yeah.
So you gotta kind of walk that tightrope.
How many times in our lifetime, we've talked about this before, how many times in our lifetime have we heard salt is good, salt is bad, salt is good,
right? Eggs too.
Yeah, eggs too, exactly. So now we're back, and butter is good, butter is bad. Butter is good,
right.
Butter is bad.
Actually, I'll tell you what, add a butter, margarine, and lard. Lard is probably the best, everybody's going to laugh at me, it's probably the best one for you because there's no processing.
True.
It's pig fat, straight up.
Yeah,
there's no emulsifiers, there's no solidifiers, there's no BHA, BHT, come on, I want to lay out. Oh, there's none of this shit. It's just a boom, boom, boom. It's pig fat.
My, I'm laughing. What did you say? Come on, come on, I want to lay you.
BHC, BHA, come on, come on, come on, I want to lay you. It's whatever. All that Monsanto shit. It has nothing. Margarine's like the worst. Margarine's the worst. If you look at it, you put margarine into a pan and you render it down, and there's a bunch of clear shit that kind of comes out of it, and there's a puddle of yellow crap in the middle. It's really gross. It's really freaking gross.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not putting that shit on my food. Margarine's nasty.
It looks like something you would see coming out of you if you had a disease of some sort. I know exactly
what
you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like some hemorrhagic fluid. It's disgusting.
Yeah, my grandmother used to cook with lard all the time. She had a big bowl of it of it.
How many people out there, and there's going to be a lot of hands being raised, how many people out there took the drippings and put them into a little bowl jar or a little cup with a lid on it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you use that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You do. That's lard. That's freaking lard.
That's freaking lard. That'd be a good name, Stephen. That, what does it when it says, I can't believe it's not butter? Let's come out with a product called That's Freaking Lard.
I love it. I put that shit on everything.
That's freaking lard. All right. Moving along. This is kind of interesting. I was surprised at the number. Okay, all this online ordering at restaurants, everybody's raving about how much being bought online from restaurants. How much, John, of the total restaurant food business do you think presently is being ordered online and delivered to people?
Oh, like the Grubhub and shit like that?
Yeah, what percentage?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, just by what I see in my office, people get that shit all the time. I've never done it. I've never used anything like that because it's weird. I'm gonna say, what, 30%? I mean, I know it's a substantial amount. Just in my office alone, people order the shit out of that stuff.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But according to this particular study, and, of course, you know, called the NPD Group, digital orders and deliveries account for just 5% of all restaurant orders in the U.S. Yep. Now they're expecting it to grow. They're expecting it to grow to 20% per year as restaurant visits continue to be flat. But I would, this is out of the Wichita Eagle newspaper. But
the Wichita Eagle. 26.8
billion dollars online ordering. Is that what they're talking about going to? But only 5%. I'm not sure if I believe their numbers, but that's what
I don't. I don't. I don't know. Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, that might be an overall. I mean, like a mean or a median. I mean, that, taking everybody. I mean, okay. And East Babblefuck, they one person out of 1,000 orders it, but then you got like 99 out of 100 in New York City, and they average it out. I mean, who knows what numbers they were using? And I'm thinking city people, I think, would order more than you would in rural or semi-rural or whatever. I think in the city, it's probably a lot more than 5%.
Well, it says the total U.S. So, you know, you think about it, the flyover states, probably a lot of people don't do it. But you're right, the big cities like New York and California, Los Angeles, whatever.
Yeah, maybe Moose Jaw, Alaska. I don't think too many people are getting Grubhub, you know, that kind of thing.
It's how they vote. You know what? I bet there's a correlation between people ordering restaurant food online and having it delivered to their house and who they vote for president. There's probably a correlation there.
Yeah, some people like to cook. Some people like have somebody else to cook for them, not even knowing what's in their food. It's kind of like the people that sit online for their prescriptions. Like the people, I will go in to get my prescriptions. I will stand in line for, let's say, 5 or 10 minutes. You get the same guy sitting there on the outside, the drive-up pharmacy thing, for 20 freaking minutes. Nobody's even talked to him yet. But they're sitting in line patiently. What the fuck's wrong with them?
Hey, by the way, do you sell your hot sauce on Amazon? You don't, do you?
I've seen it up there. That means one of our wholesalers or somebody's selling it on there. It's not us.
Well, it's interesting. That's the reason I was asking, because I don't know if you heard the story that Amazon's got a problem with the resellers, whatever you call them, on Amazon. At least 40% of food sellers on Amazon had more than 5 customer complaints about expired goods, according to an analysis from CNBC. expired items in the grocery and gourmet category, including hot sauce, beef jerky, granola bars, baby formula, and baby food, crackers, and coffee creamer. Amazon claims it took a corrective action to make sure listings were in line with its standards, but people are selling things that are past their expiration date.
Well, okay, no, I don't know about all the other shit. I would think baby food might raise a couple of eyebrows, but I mean, whatever. When it comes to hot sauce, there's an expiration. Okay, I don't know. A lot of people listening, maybe you're going to learn something right now. Well, if our hot sauce, at least ours, I don't know if all of them, but at least ours has a best by date. We're forced to put the best by date on the bottle. Okay. Best Buy is not an expiration date. Best Buy is an arbitrary number that we have to put on the bottle. It really means nothing because our wing sauces, whatever, we have bottles that are well over 10 years old we keep and I use every year just on a couple of wings to see if it's still good. It's still good. It's all about the pH level of hot sauces, are if they're made right. Nothing can grow in it. You're not going to get microbes and fuzzies and fizzies. You're not going to get that in a hot sauce because if the pH level is correct, nothing can grow in it. So hot sauces don't expire. The best by date, which means nothing, I get people like, well, this is 6 months away from expiration date. No, it's 6 months away from the arbitrary number that we're forced to put on a bottle of a best by date. It means absolutely nothing. Well, then why do you have to put it on there? You call the FDA and ask. They don't really have a good sense of humor. It's like talking to Mr. Smith out of the freaking Matrix.
I agree with you. Like baby formula and baby food, crackers and coffee creamer, that kind of makes sense.
Well, crackers. I mean, a saltine is going to last an ice till the next ice age. What goes wrong with a saltine?
Well, I don't know.
It's like the 20th century version of hardtack.
No, I disagree with you. In the old days, you must not have bought crackers lately, because in the old days,
what'd you call
my
me?
Grandmother, yeah, I called you a cracker. In the olden days, you're right. The saltines, the premium saltines, damn, you could have those in your cabinet for years, and they were still good.
Yep.
The new ones, nuh-uh, because I've bought stuff, and like 3 months later, they're all stale. So
you're not going for the premiums. You're going for Sam's Choice.
No, I'm not. I buy only premium only. And when it comes to crackers, I don't skimp.
When it comes to crackers, I go for the premium cracker. I want my crackers. I want my crackers to crack.
I did. Hey, by the way, I did buy some of the cheap stuff, and it was like 79 cents a box versus I think premiums are like $1.79 or $1.99, something like that. But
and don't tell me
the
shitty ones lasted longer than the premiums.
No. Talking about the difference in taste, Jesus. I mean, there's night and day. There's nothing like a saltine premium versus the cheap.
Nothing like
Walmart
a proper premium. Cracker.
If you're gonna put some expensive cheese on your cracker, you don't need some cheap ass 79 cents a box cracker. You need
I can't stand me a cheesy cracker.
An extra dollar for the cracker.
Watch out, crab! Be cracker lacking the cracker.
Oh man, you're gonna get the nasty grams on that one, not me.
No, please.
Oh, you know we always offend somebody. I mean,
it's impossible not to anymore. I mean, Jesus Christ, there's a bunch of triggers with no guns running around. It's crazy stuff, dude.
All right. Speaking of garbage, moving along, Montreal.
Speaking of garbage.
That was just a segue. Montreal, Canada, has unveiled a plan to divert. Is it divert or divert? I think it's divert. To divert nearly 85% of its waste away from the landfills by 2030.
Wait. Plan... This is on purpose?
Yes, on purpose. Part of the plan calls for incentivizing grocery chains to donate food to food banks. Well, that makes sense. And
it
to
does.
Compost what they must throw away in hopes of reducing food waste by as much as 50% in the next decade. But my question is, how the hell are they going to divert 85% of waste? I mean, if they're talking about construction waste and all that other stuff, that's what makes up most of the trash anyway, and
it
grass
does.
Clippings and, I mean, are they going?
Well, no, the compostables, the bio stuff. A lot of that is kind of being used for, you know, making, you know, the biofuel. There's a whole bunch of stuff with the bio stuff, the concrete and all on the building material. Yeah, that takes up a lot of space because it doesn't break down easy. The other stuff kind of does, but it's like, okay, they want to incentivize, you know, restaurants to give the, you know, because a lot of restaurants throw stuff away at the end of the night. Sorry, folks, if you didn't know that. And a ton of stuff just gets thrown out for absolutely no reason. I love the fact that they want to give it out to somebody who can actually eat it. There's a lot of hungry people out there.
You know, because actually by law, a lot of restaurants are not allowed to, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, they should give it to people, like the food
but
banks.
But the Best Buy date says it's supposed to be eaten last night.
I loved it when good old Doomberg in New York put out the thing where they couldn't give the bagels, the salt bagels, to the homeless because it was too high in sodium. That was phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fucking hungry.
Like,
feed him. Give him a salt bagel. He's hungry. Look at him. He sweats a lot. He needs the salt.
Remember, that was a Seinfeld episode where they were like giving, was it the muffin tops or the muffin bottoms to the homeless?
I don't know. I think I watched like two episodes of Seinfeld in my life.
I still can't believe you didn't watch that show.
No, I mean, I watched the Soup Nazi guy because I was pretty much goaded into doing it. I didn't really want to. It was funny. I just didn't get the whole Seinfeld thing. I didn't step in line with the rest of the sheep.
And you don't usually on anything, so I get it.
Nope.
Moving along.
It's got less bumps.
It's true. This is another health news story. All right, here we go. Plant-based and Mediterranean diets can provide protection for your gut by helping bacteria with anti-inflammatory properties that thrive. According to a study presented at some kind of place in Barcelona, dietary patterns rich in bread, legumes are beans, right?
I thought you said legumes. I'm thinking Popeye, the old Popeye. Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me.
Dietary patterns.
That was a segue.
But this has got to be bad for the keto people, because listen to this. Dietary patterns rich in bread, legumes, fish, and nuts were associated with a decrease in potentially harmful aerobic bacteria, while a higher intake of meat, fast foods, or refined sugars was associated with a decrease in beneficial bacterial functions. Well, there goes the keto diet.
This is going to sound really, really stupid, but you said aerobic bacteria. They have like little aerobic bacteria gyms. What do you mean aerobic bacteria? They're all little spinning. They're all like little bacterial spinning bikes. That's what the fuck.
You have to explain to me what is a keto diet?
I hear it all over the freaking place. It's like the new catchphrase. It's like the new pet rock. What the frick is a keto?
Basically, matter of fact, I got a story about keto. Hold on a second. I'll tell you. But it's basically the old protein diet that I was on. And you basically eat meat. You eat no potatoes. You stay away from carbohydrates. You also go through a phase where you fast and you starve yourself for a period of time.
Oh, that's healthy.
And your body converts the fat in your body for energy, and you don't have a lot of carbs in your system. That's the basics of the keto diet.
That sounds unhealthy as hell. Yeah, that's great.
It does work, but I did the protein diet years ago, and I lost like 40 pounds. But
why would you starve yourself?
I didn't like it. So, I mean, the bottom line is it's moderation. I lost 32 pounds over the last 2 years, and it's been because I stopped eating bags of potato chips and three
everything
baked potatoes.
Everything in moderation. It's incredible how that works. I've gained 10 pounds since freaking high school. And why? Because I eat meat a couple of days a week, rice a couple of days a week, vegetables a couple of days a week. Everything. If you're ordering out, if you're ordering freaking going out to Chipotle every freaking lunch, and then going to Houlihan's, whatever the hell it is, three or four times a week at the restaurants, you maybe need this keto diet thing. Who the hell knows? But if you cook for, well, God forbid, if you cook for yourself, you know what's going in your body. All right, that's for one. That's one thing. I don't really go out to eat that much. Like I said, me and Maggie work nights and days. But I love cooking my own food because I know what's in it. You know, a lot of people think, oh, this is a, but you look at the ingredients of something. It's like I can't pronounce half of them.
Well, I think it's ketogenic is actually what it stands for, and it just forces your body to eat the fat or its energy that's in your body. It's keto.
If you have to force something to fit your lifestyle, you're doing something. Your lifestyle is wrong. You should never have to force your body to do anything it doesn't want to do. Honestly,
I would never think about starving
myself and then cutting out carbohydrates. You need carbohydrates. Otherwise, you just get tired. That's what keeps you going. It's fuel.
Yeah, I didn't.
So you're stuck on
a
meat pop. Yeah, well, have some, get some carbos in you, dude. You're tired. Look at you. You're getting them. Oh, God, killing me.
I didn't force my body or my lifestyle. That's why I got divorced twice, because it will kill you. I'm all right. Anyway, ketogenic. I have an actual story here. The researchers found a well-balanced ketogenic diet limited primarily to long-chain triglycerides, olive oil, soybean oil, fish, nuts, avocados, and meats is what you should stick with because it's the best. And by the way, if you eat things like coconut oil and coconut and things like that, here's another problem with ketogenics. You can cause psoriasis.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Yeah, good.
And when you go out to eat and you order that whatever, you don't know if they use coconut oil or not. Ha, look at that. So if you're going to go to this keto thing, I hope you know every freaking ingredient you're using every day and stuff you make for yourself to eat. Otherwise, you're going to get psoriasis or cirrhosis of the liver. That's what's scary shit. If you go out to eat, you don't know what's in your food. They don't give you an ingredient list. They give you how many calories it is and how much it costs, and a nice little blurb on really and how lovely it is the way they prepare it. That's what you see on a menu.
Yeah, but a lot of restaurants now have keto items on their menus that you can.
That's great. I guarantee you, White Castle doesn't.
Yeah, White Castle does. But that to me, it's stupid. Like things like you're not supposed to eat broccoli. You can't have what's the other some of the
I love broccoli.
Carrots. I mean, come on.
Carrots. Freaking carrots. What's wrong with a freaking carrot? It comes, it's a root. It's good for you. But you can't eat it. Why? Because you're forcing your body not to.
Yeah, basically, you're forcing your body to eat yourself. That's what basically what I was told.
That's pleasant.
And
yeah,
don't
that's what, yeah.
Don't even,
yeah.
Don't even go there. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking human centipede. Oh, God. Ugh.
All right, moving along. Okay, Chick-fil-A. We haven't talked about Chick-fil-A in a long time.
They just launched.
I know you say you've never been there, and you still haven't. You
no,
told me
I,
last
I,
time,
people
like,
say Chick-fil-A. It's good. I have not
I
heard
don't
anything
like it.
Bad.
I told you. I don't really like Chick-fil-A, and I never have and never will because I just don't see why a pickle should be on a chicken sandwich, and their fries, their waffle fries, are soggy and greasy. And I don't see why people stand in line and eat that crap, but they do.
Well,
anyway,
McDonald's makes billions of dollars too.
That's true. Chick-fil-A has.
And when you walk outside, when you walk outside of a McDonald's, it never smells like they're cooking meat.
Yeah, I know. It tastes well. Now they're not. Now they got these burgers.
No, that's Burger King, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Burger King. But no, McDonald's is going to test it too with the what's it called? The Big Mac veggie or something? Anyway.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Okay. Chick-fil-A. This is the height of laziness, as my grandmother used to say. The height of laziness.
Okay, what you got?
Chick-fil-A has launched what's called, quote, dine-in mobile ordering. Okay, now you get it. Dine-in, you're at the restaurant, mobile ordering via a new app, which allows guests to order from their table in the restaurant and have their meal delivered to them. The chain integrated this new communication technology into their table numbers, enabling a customer to tap their phone on the table, and the number comes up in the order in the back, so they know where to deliver it. So we can't, now we can't even, don't even have to punch in the number of the table. You just tap your phone to the table.
That's stupid.
Oh, come on. So now I guess, well, let me think. Restaurants, you do go sit down and someone takes your order, but Chick-fil-A is taking it a step further. You sit down and nobody takes your order, and you put your order in your phone, and then someone brings it to you. All right.
That's a gimmick. I mean, that'll be like whatever. But I mean, it's like what? Okay, we go grocery shopping, and you can do your own like self checkout. People are like, why should I? They're not paying me to shop. I'm like, no, you're not seeing the whole thing here, pal. And people can say, oh no, you shouldn't ever use the self checkout because you're spending money. No, actually I'm not. Because usually I got about five or six things, and I don't want to stand behind Gertrude who's got 74 things, and she knows the cashier, so they're going to talk. They're going to basically recite every National Geographic written since 1938 while I'm waiting behind them. Meanwhile, I'm done in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I like the self-checkout. Even when you got a lot of stuff, it's a lot faster. Because think about it. When you're going through the line, you have to take the shit out of your cart, put it on the conveyor belt. Then they run it through, and they take it back. They put it in a bag, and then you got to take it and put it back in your cart.
And God forbid you use a vegetable they don't know. They have to go into their scratch and sniff book and look it up, going page by page of the laminated. Stop, that's the one. No, that's not it. Oh God! And you're standing there for 5 minutes while she tries to look up some form of potato.
Hey, speaking of that, hey, get this. You know, I'm in the label business. Wait till you hear this. Walmart is now putting labels on every piece of every vegetable. So when you run through the checkout, the self-checkout, every pepper, every potato, every onion, the loose ones, have a label on them so you can scan them so you don't have to look it up. I was amazed. I'm like, because I thought, oh, crap, I'm going to have to weigh this stuff, look it up. No. There's a tiny little label on every one of those damn vegetables now that you just scan it and go.
That's cool. I mean, Stop and Shop here, you take it over to the weighing thing, you put it on there, and it spits out a label for you with a UPC on it. I like that.
Well, that is
pretty
cool.
And you don't have to label each potato. You get five russets. You put them on the weigh scale, russet potato. spits out a UPC thing, and off you go.
I want the green pepper label accounts, what I want, because they had a freaking tiny label about the size of your fingernail on every one of those damn peppers.
But there's always been Chiquita Banana. Chiquita Banana's always got stickers on them.
Wait, Chiquita the Banana, was it on every banana or was
they
it on
were the
every
Trailblazers? Yeah, it was every single banana.
Every single banana. Wow.
You know what's really fun to do with bananas, though? You know what's fun to do with bananas? You should really try this. Go buy the bananas. Just pick one that'll be ripe in a day or two. And with a pen, write something. Like, I know what you did or something like that. And just walk away. Somebody's going to buy that bunch of and it's going to come up in 2 days. It's going to be on the banana. It's freaking awesome.
But how do you know? Wouldn't you like to be there when they see it?
That's just it. But you don't have to be because you know you already did the deed. Someone's going to freak. If you do it enough times, someone's really going to freak.
It'd be
the
cool.
The call
if
is coming from inside the house.
If you could somehow video that would be funny. But I don't think you don't
right.
think you
but, could, but if you start putting videos, video recorders in bananas, you got to get a hobby. You really got to get a hobby. Get out of the house, man. You just got to get out of the house. Just go jaunt.
Yep, going around putting video cameras on my bananas.
yeah. See, banana. Yeah, just like a Michael Jackson somewhere can fit in that. But no, we're not going to go that way.
All right, moving along. U.S. tariffs could spur a 20% drop in sales of Italian agriculture products. The 25% tariff will hurt sales of Italian Parmesan, Gorgonzola. How do you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola. Cheese? Gorgonzola. Oh my God, you said Gorgonzola. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was classic. That's Gorgonzola. Oh, I'm going to use that from now on. That's going to replace Paja. Gorgonzola. Oh, dude, you did it. You did it. You did it to yourself.
How do you say
Gorgonzola?
It?
Oh my God!
That's what I said.
Wow!
That's how it's spelled, Gorgonzola. Gorgonzola cheese.
Gorgonzola. I wrote it down. I wrote it down phonetically. Gorgonzola. Oh my God! The creature from the deep. It's Gorgonzola. Oh my
also
God! Oh, you're never gonna hear the end of this. God. Gorgonzola. Oh, that's beautiful. That's just freaking beautiful.
Prices also for Italian cured meats and citrus fruits are going up. So, of course, the Italians are upset, and they're trying to get the $550 million export value of the tariffs taken off. But so next time you go to get some Parmesan cheese and some Gorgonzola cheese.
You sure it's not Parmesan?
Parmesan.
It's Parmesan cheese. It comes from an almond. Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola. That's how it's spelled. That's how it's spelled. All right, moving along. Only in the state of Oregon. You ready for this?
Oh, they come up with wonderful stuff.
Well, Oregon may allow their patrons to bring their own food containers into stores and restaurants in an effort to cut down waste. The FDA prohibits such an act for the use of such containers due to the risk of cross-contamination.
Absolutely.
But the Oregon Department of Agriculture has began a review of the rules for grocery stores and restaurants. So now I guess you can bring your own Tupperware or what have you to the supermarket or to the restaurant, and instead of bringing it out on a plate, you just say, here, put it in my Tupperware container.
Here, fill my bucket, Gertrude. Just fill my bucket. You got a lid for that? I ain't no need no lid. Nope, I got Saran wrap. Yep, I do.
Well,
I want to try
the
Gorgonzola, too.
Well, people bring in their own bags, so why not bring your own Tupperware containers?
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Duh. I need a beer. I'm going for another beer. No, keep talking. I got wireless. I'm a thing of the 20th century. I'll tell you what.
A company called Limonera has launched an app that helps consumers identify produce that can help resolve health issues. The app is called The Produce Department is Nature's Pharmacy. Okay? That's the name of the app. And the app will allow the user... I'm not making this shit up.
No, you're not.
It
makes it better.
They allow the user to enter a health concern of with a desired outcome, such as say you want to reduce wrinkles, John. You can punch in reduce
buy
wrinkles.
Buy an iron.
And it will generate a food to address that issue. The app is one of the several educational platforms, Limonera, will launch as part of its platform to show the role citrus and produce can play in the health and appearance and your well-being. So there you go.
So if you put in there, I want to lose weight, it'll come back, stop eating.
Yes, I guess so. I got to check this out. The Produce Department is Nature's Pharmacy. I got to see if that app is on my phone.
Well, I want to lose weight quickly. Ipecac.
All right. My favorite story of the night. Oops.
Beats Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola. All right.
Dude, you just trademarked that. That's all you, man. That's all.
Gorgonzola.
Oh, it's just fucking awesome.
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
All right.
Can I get some Gorgonzola with my cheese?
Company called Fluent Beverage Company, FLUENT Beverage Company, plans to launch CBD infused beverages in Canada by December.
Yay.
And they're waiting for final approval. Fluent is a joint venture between Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Tilray, who is a CBD and a cannabis company.
That's
so
great.
In December, they're going to – it doesn't say what kind of beverages. It just says CBD-infused beverages, but Anheuser-Busch is involved, so let me think.
Yeah. Play ass alcohol in it.
Yeah. Maybe so.
You know, I'm honestly really I the whole CBD thing, pot, all, I don't give a shit about any of it. I really, really don't. I completely turned off to it. I don't want it, don't need it, don't care about it. That's pretty much it.
Well, I told you last our last radio show, I like gummy bears and the gummies with the infused with the cannabis. That's my favorite.
Right.
So
hey, that's all you. I had my time with that shit. Give that up many years ago. So. I'm done with that.
I called it the purple wave. Okay. I think somebody's calling. Hold on a second. Is
my God.
Somebody calling in?
Probably because I said something not nice about CBD. You know, whatever. If I don't want it, I don't have to buy it.
Well, now I can't open up the studio, so this is going to be one of those perpetual radio shows where we can never hang up.
Oh, God.
Remember that night when that happened and we kept talking and talking and talking? Okay, well, it's happening again.
It was nightmarish.
Well, I think somebody was calling, but I think I screwed it up. Now
call
I've
back.
Got a completely blank screen. All right, anyway, I'll go worry about
see
that.
See,
there
you killed the one listener we had.
I know, the one listener. I hung up on him. Seriously,
yeah, nice.
we may be talking all night because my screen has gone blank. Moving along here, I can still see my preview, though.
Well, things are different below the Manson-Nixon line.
According to UNICEF, now this story is kind of sad but also kind of funny. So it depends upon which angle. You can take it either way. At least one in three children under the age of five worldwide are either undernourished or overweight. I don't know why I find that funny.
Well, let's let them all fight.
So the report noted almost two out of every three children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years old are not fed the foods that support their growth, noting poor eating and feeding practices that start at the earliest days of child life. But I just find it weird that one out of three children are either undernourished or fat.
Well, that's easy. Either you don't get any food or you're fed shit. Like, here's a bag of Doritos. Go knock yourself out.
But the part that I find weird about this, and maybe it was higher back in our day, but with all the health conscious things that people talk about today, now I know, I mean, if you're talking about
okay, the health conscious. Okay, now, why is it that the people that talk about all these diets the most in the office are usually the most overweight of them all, and they're trying to dictate what your diet should be? Okay, it's like what people say, what people do in their own homes are two different things. People say, I have to have my kale must come from a specific jungle and where all that crap, and they get home and they open up a tub of bonbons. I mean, it's true. It's fucking true.
No,
everybody likes to hear themselves talk in the office. Everybody likes to talk in the office about how wonderful their diet is. Oh, I put kale on everything. Oh, my keto acidosis is great. Oh, my this, my all that stuff. When you got home, you fired up the microwave and you ate some Kraft mac and cheese with some bologna on it. You know, it's just, good God. It's the people, it's what they say, mm-hmm. people, what people say they eat and what they actually eat are two different things.
With that old song, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Nope.
Okay, moving along. Your favorite fast food company, Wendy's, has started serving breakfast. Did you know that?
No, they didn't. Hey, whatever. Yeah. It's just been a while. You're thinking about it now. Hey, wait a minute. McDonald's has been doing that for 20 years. You think we should start?
Wendy's is finally catching up. They've projected breakfast sales will account for 10% of their total sales. According to the company U.S. president, the company noted it has not seen any cannibalization in restaurants where it launches breakfast.
Well, this is good.
The
I never want to see cannibalization in a restaurant I go to. I had the leg of child. I mean, no, that's bad.
That was the key part. I was waiting for you to jump on that. It's like, why use the word cannibalization in a food,
right.
in a food establishment? Just
right.
a weird word. It's kind of like what was that? What was that? Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola. Yeah.
Word choice. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's like, right, why is there a, why is there a tooth in my jowls? You know, nasty. Well, not Wendy's, but Wendy's. See, Wendy's does something, or at least around here, Wendy's does something that no other restaurant or fast food place does around here. They're open to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's fun. It's fun. If you let's say you can't sleep and you got hungry, go down there at like 2:30. Oh man, it's Tweaker Central. It's freaking awesome. It's better than having a bar at Walmart.
Have you ever been to a Waffle House at that time of night? Talking about
no, I haven't been to a Waffle House in forever. Maggie won't go.
That used to be the place. Remember back in the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that was the only thing that was open was Waffle House.
Right. Right.
I guess
yep.
everybody is now. Yep.
Chopped, chunks, scattered, right. smothered, covered. Yep.
three more stories. All right.
Uh-oh.
Another health story. The silver skin and husk of coffee beans could be used to alleviate chronic disease, according to a study published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology magazine. Two extracts
uh-huh.
from coffee beans, their skins, were found to reduce fat-induced inflammation in the cells and improve glucose absorption and insulin sensitivity. Who would have ever known? So now they're going to take the skins and husks from coffee that now they probably throw away and make it into
something. Now Starbucks is going to say, this one will heal you, and so we're going to charge double for it.
Oh, of course, you know they'll do that. Hell yeah.
Oh, of course, because they're good like that. You have to learn your own freaking language to order a freaking cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
Coffee.
In New Jersey, the only place you have is coffee. All right. Don't
it's
laugh
not
at
coffee.
My Gorgonzola.
I don't want coffee with my coffee. I want coffee with my toffee.
Yeah, don't even talk about my Gorgonzola when you say coffee.
Okay. What's wrong with coffee?
Here we go. Well, that's how you
guys
say it.
How do you pronounce G-O-G?
Dog.
C-O-G.
What's that got to do with it?
Stay with me on this one. The D-O-G.
Dog.
C-O-G.
Cog.
You say cog?
Cog.
Yeah, cog, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Spacely Sprocket over here. How about the L-O-G?
Log.
Right.
Log.
So
yes.
How are you pronouncing those O's? Coffee. No, it's coffee. I want a cup of coffee.
No, but they...
I want coffee.
Where is there... There is no damn G in coffee. So dog, log, and cog have a G at the end.
Oh,
that's
so
it has to be
an O if it's a G after it.
Yeah, the F makes it go, ah, it's not all.
Okay, is it OFF? How about OFF?
Off. You say off. Turn off the TV.
Off.
You turn the lights off.
You turn the lights off.
Not off.
Coffee.
Off.
Coffee. Off. Lights off. Coffee. You putz.
Do you think anybody's actually listening to this, John? All right. Two more stories.
Phonetics and
ready?
Since
Halloween is next week, which is your favorite, I know your favorite holiday, right?
Oh, I'm going to scare the shit out of people with the Rorschach costume. This is going to be freaking awesome.
You said Horshack? Wasn't he on Welcome Back, Carter?
I said Rorschach, inkblot boy.
Oh.
The Rorschach test. Horshack. Ooh, ooh, Mr. Carter, Mr. Carter. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What do you think the top candy in the U.S. for Halloween is?
Well, I hope it's not circus peanuts.
No, that's not on the top 10.
Those fucking horrible, horrible things. Everybody busts on candy corn. Circus peanuts are the worst, dude. It's like orange things. God knows what they look like, eggs of some horrible creature.
Oh, you're talking about candy corn? It's like eating candles. I hate those suckers.
It is. No, it is. But circus peanuts are even worse. And candy corn gets a bad rap, but circus peanuts suck. Like, thoroughly suck. Like, totally suck.
Is the circus peanuts the ones like the marshmallow? Is that the one you're talking
about?
No,
I've never even. They look disgusting. They're huge. They're big. They're like. Ugh.
Yeah, they're like.
They're
like
orange peanuts.
Like light, yeah, like an orange, yellow, light orange. But I think they're made out of marshmallows, aren't they?
I have no fucking clue. They're disgusting.
All right, back to my question. 36% of Americans find that this particular candy is their favorite in Halloween. What do you think it is?
Hershey went on.
Survey said?
Hershey went on. Hershey went on. Oh, almonds? Are we going to say almonds? Oh, sorry.
No, those are almonds.
Thank you.
The number one top candy, drum roll please. The number one top candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. 36% of Americans cited Reese. You don't eat those?
I love them. Oh, dude, you kidding me? That's not peanut butter. That's crack. They got crack in the peanut butter.
You know,
there's got to be because the shit's too good.
Years ago, speaking of the expiration dates, years ago, they ran into a problem during Halloween. This is probably 15 years ago when they had worms inside that peanut butter crack that's inside. Did you remember that story? Where they passed the expiration date, those little tiny worms.
No, like the bubblegum story where the bubblegum was filled with worms. I mean, there's something's always got worms in it. Worms are hungry. They eat too.
Worms rights. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup story, they did have worms in it. Anyway, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is number one. Number two, 18% of the people chose Snickers as the number two.
I was
going to
say Necco wafers.
Third was M&M's, plain M&M's, 11%.
Well, no Pez?
Next in line was just the plain chocolate Hershey bars. And you're not going to believe.
Oh, no almonds?
The next,
they suck.
You're not going to believe the next, you're not going to believe the next one. 6% of those polled, the survey said candy corn.
What? I think those are pity votes.
Nope. Top four.
No, those are pity votes. Those are pity votes.
Three, four. I'm sorry, number five, candy corn.
No, no. Either a bunch of people got together and said, let's fuck this whole test up. There's no way.
I honestly believe
I think Smarties would rank on top. I rank higher than that.
I honestly believe the leftover wax at the Yankee Candle factory is what they use to make candy corn. They've got to.
It's like a flavor that doesn't exist. You know, it's like eating wood pulp mixed with margarine.
But it has a hint of earwax too.
It does. I've eaten earwax. You've eaten earwax is great. It really coats your tongue.
Not on purpose, but by accident, and it kind of does taste like candy corn.
Oh yeah, I jammed my fingernail in my ear, then it accidentally went into my mouth. What?
Oh,
really? Really? Oh, no.
Last
I'm in a Caddyshack with the booger. Oh.
Last, that is a good visual. Last story of the evening. All right, we're talking about.
Drum roll, please. Gorgonzola. Yes, yes. Beat the Gorgonzola drum.
We're talking about pronunciation of words. Pronunciation of words.
Careful.
All right. Tell me how do you say the following? D-O-D-O.
Dodo.
Would you call it
dodo? It's a dodo bird. The extinct one's a dodo bird.
Why wouldn't that be doo-doo?
Because it's not two O's, two O's.
Well, okay. When you have a wedding and you stand up and you say, do you take this woman? You say, I do. There's not two O's in that. There's only one O.
No, I looked at Megan and said, dodo!
D-O-D-O, which I call Doo-Doo Pizza, plans to open.
There's a pizza chain named Doo-Doo Pizza? Dude,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Doo-Doo.
Doo-Doo Pizza.
And then you say Doo-Doo Pizza.
Well, see, it's Dodo Pizza, but not to you.
Doo-Doo Pizza plans to open 1,000 restaurants.
If it was D-U, D-U, now that would have been good.
No, that would be da-da, wouldn't it? Da-da.
No, that's D-U-H, D-U-H. I could do this all night, dude.
this has been like a semantics radio show. All right, Doo-Doo Pizza. They plan to open 1,000 restaurants in Europe, Asia, and Africa over the next
that's
5 years.
That's a whole bunch of doo-doo.
Doo-Doo uses a proprietary mix of application software and analytics to instantly monitor cash flows. Well, now listen to this. They instantly monitor cash flows, inventories, and service times at every location in the Doo-Doo network. It also offers live streaming kitchen cams, allowing the customers
watch your doo-doo being made.
To watch their doo-doo pizza being made.
From doo-doo to you, you get the best shit. Oh my god, dude. Holy shit, from the doo-doo kitchens. Can I have my own extra scat?
It aims to hit $500 million in the Doo-Doo Network revenue.
That's
by
a lot
2021.
Of shit.
It's hoped to be a $1 billion pizza place by 2024. Yep, Doo-Doo
That's
Pizza.
That's a big doo-doo. Oh my god!
Either way, come on, Dodo or Doo-Doo, what the hell were they thinking when they named that franchise?
Well, I guess it's bigger, better than Fecal Pizza.
Oh, wow! All right.
The Fecal Fine Foods. Can I help you?
Wow.
We've got your shit.
Oh, well.
From doo-doo to you.
That is all the food news I have. Doo-doo.
Yeah, I think we've destroyed enough minds tonight.
I hope they sell stock, because I think just for fun, I'd like to have a few shares of doo-doo.
You have to have stock in doo-doo. This shit's gonna go places.
Well, folks, if you're still hanging in there, thanks for joining us tonight. As usual, we never know what we're gonna say, how we're gonna say it.
Doo doo to you.
We And by the way, I told you that lady who wrote me a note, and she said, I really enjoy your show. You guys are very interesting. You do tell us a lot of things about the food industry, but you always have potty humor. I guess
we filled the bowl tonight. It was French. It was poo poo.
We are the dynamic food duo.
With Gorgonzola.
We'll be in Gorgonzola. We will be back sometime in November. We don't know, man. Probably prior to
November, dude. Why November?
What?
Because
it's October.
Joking.
We may not. We may not either.
Who the fuck knows? Oh,
thank
my God.
To
Gorgonzola and beyond.
I hope you do feel better. And honestly, tonight you sound like you're feeling fine. So.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Check out DefConSauces.com. You can find all of John's hot sauces and whatever
just
else
that
he's
awesome.
Selling. And you might be having a sale coming up.
Yeah.
And get well soon.
That ain't no doo-doo.
That ain't no doo-doo. On that note, I got nothing else. So, John, it's all up to you to close out the show.
Oh, thanks for listening. Looks like I had a stroke of luck. So I guess we'll see you guys in November. Hey, check us out again. We are funny. If you don't like us, we're still funny. Anyway, hey, catch you guys next month. Same bat time, same bat channel. We outta here.
See you guys. Take care.
With coffee.